After voicing his frustrations on Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took a more conciliatory approach at his press conference alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He said that so far the results of this summit had been good, but an invitation for membership of the Alliance for Ukraine would have been optimal, and that is something he is not going to be getting this week. But Ukraine has also received security guarantees. A framework has been reached by members of the G7. These would be bilateral agreements between Ukraine and the individual countries, but they do effectively help integrate Ukraine into the NATO infrastructure and architecture when it comes to things like defense procurement, training and intelligence sharing as well.